Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Focus on Albany. My guest today is Gary Greenberg, and Gary is going to talk about the passage of Aaron's Law in the State Senate. So, Gary, I bet you were pleased it was unanimous.
Yes, we were quite pleased to sponsor the bill in the Senate. Senator Biagi, and Shelley Mayer is chairwoman of the Education Committee in the Senate, and both of them worked hard and long hours to see that the bill, you know, was passed first out of Shelley's committee, the Education Committee, and then through rules and then onto the floor, where it passed, you know, 61-0. So it was a bipartisan in the end. It was, you know, all Republicans and Democrats voted for it, much like the Child Victims Act.
Right. So does it have to pass any hurdles in the Assembly?
Well, you know, that's been the problem before. You know, in the past 8 years, it sat in the Education Committee of the Assembly. First, the chairwoman was Catherine Nolan, who was now moved into a higher position under Carl Heasty, the Speaker. And Mike Benedetto has taken over, an assemblyman from down, I think, in the Bronx. And So it's the same, you know, it's sitting in his committee, and we're demanding that it comes out of that committee. They've been holding it hostage, first Nolan, now Benedetto, and due to the fact that the Assembly doesn't like to put mandates on the State Education Department. So that's been the problem. But, you know, when you're talking about protecting kids, and that Aaron's Law has passed in 36 other states and has, you know, kids have come forward and said they were abused because of the learning they received, you know, on Aaron's Law, and predators have been taken off the streets. I'm not worried about mandates. I'm worried about protecting kids and saving kids from a lifetime of pain. And so we're, you know, a New York progressive Action Network has endorsed, NYPAN has endorsed Aaron's Law, and we're working with them and pushing for the Assembly, you know, to vote on it. It's much like the Child Victims Act was held hostage by the Senate Republicans for years. Well, Aaron's Law has been held hostage in the Assembly Education Committee, the Democrats, for years. So, you know, supposed to be partisan issues. You know, protecting kids, I think everybody wants to get done, and that's why when these bills get to the floor, much like the Child Victims Act and now Aaron's Law in the Senate, you know, Republicans, Democrats vote for it. I'm sure if Aaron's Law gets to the floor of the Assembly, just about every Assembly person will vote for it. So there's no reason not to have a vote.
Why is it being held up?
Because of the mandates. The Assembly doesn't feel, first Nolan and now Benedetto are believers that, you know, the Assembly, which has a lot of influence over the State Education Department and the regions, you know, they're the ones that authorize and, you know, the regions. So they don't want to put any mandates on, you know, that it's mandated. Aaron's Law would be mandated as a curriculum in the schools, K through 8, you know, would be taught each year. The teachers would be trained just for an hour, we're asking for, out of the school year, for kids to be taught appropriate touch. What is appropriate touch? If you are inappropriately touched, report it immediately to an adult. And, you know, this is a win-win situation. We can help kids at an earlier age because we know that most children who are abused don't come forward to their 50, and by then they, you know, they have health problems, they've suffered from depression and drug addiction. So if we can get to kids earlier and get them in therapy, you know, we can help them in life. And then by the kids reporting earlier, you know, they can say, you know, my uncle's abusing me. We can get the uncle off the streets or the neighbor next door, you know. So that's why it's vital. It's worked in other states. It's passed in 36 other states. You know, Marin was here 8 years ago. Only 3 states had passed it at that time. She's been here several times in the last 8 years, and every time, you know, it's held in the assembly. So that has to stop. If it's good for 36 other states, it's good for New York. You know, I heard the governor say at a news conference this past Monday, the governor said that New York leads the way. New York, you know, is the progressive state. You know, every other state follows New York. Well, in this case, and in the Child Victims Act, that isn't, you know, is what occurring. New York is way behind. So, you know, we have to catch up on fighting child sexual abuse, and this Aaron's Law would be a great complement to the Child Victims Act. It would provide an educational component to teaching, you know, children to prevent child abuse.
So if the assembly does pass it, have you gotten any assurances from the governor that he'll sign?
Oh, no, I don't worry about the governor. He'll sign it. If the assembly passes it, yes, it'll be signed.
Okay, and God forbid it's not passed in the assembly, then what?
Well, you know, my Fighting for Children PAC was formed to get involved in the electoral process in New York for fighting, just what it says, fighting for children. So if the assembly doesn't want to pass the Aaron's Law, we'll find out, you know, we'll do a district by district, find out where the assembly people that didn't want to support it, and we'll go in and we'll just like we did with the Senate, we'll go in and we'll make, you know, the constituents aware in these districts that their assembly person will not vote for the Aaron's Law, and that they're not protecting children. And people react to that, and the voters reacted to that in the Senate races, and they'll react to that in the assembly races. And I don't care if it's Republican, Democrat. I never have cared. It's more about protecting kids, and the assembly is not doing everything it can to protect children, and we have to pass Aaron's Law. Otherwise, Nipan and myself and others who, you know, worked hard in these Senate districts to flip the Senate, we'll never flip the assembly, but what we can do is we can primary and put in candidates in the assembly that will support Aaron's Law.
Okay. So in the event that it does pass and it's signed and it becomes law, if that's the case, well, what's next on your agenda?
Oh, well, I'm going to, you know, as I said before, I'm going to stay involved. I also support Brittany's Law, which is a law that would create a domestic violence registrar and, you know, list of felons that have been convicted of domestic violence would be on this, when they get out of prison, would be on a list where, you know, and people could go, a woman could go, whoever could go on this, on their computer and look up, you know, it's named after Brittany, who was Dale Driscoll's granddaughter. Dale's daughter and granddaughter were killed by a domestic violence felon.
Boy.
And he had convicted before of abusing, you know, being violent against a child, and Dale's daughter did not know this. She looked it up on the correction, you know, how corrections keeps, but it wasn't listed, you know, she asked him, you know, it wasn't listed exactly what the crime was, and she asked the boyfriend, you know, when she first started dating him, what happened. He said he got in a barroom fight. So he lied. And, you know,
wow.
She tried to get away from him. There was a, you know, he got violent. He killed the mother, you know, Dale's daughter, and then the granddaughter tried to help the mother, and this individual killed her too. So, you know, people like this have to be on lists. So, you know, it all goes to awareness. Most victims of domestic violence are also victims of child sexual abuse. That's why I support Brittany's law, so I'll be working on that. And, you know, there's other laws out there, you know, no statute limitations. I want to further expand the Child Victims Act because I believe that, and a lot of other advocates believe that 28 on criminal is not high enough. We need to take the statutes totally off. And I'd like to see a fund created for victims of child sexual abuse in the state who will not be able to participate in the Child Victims Act. You know, as you know, there's a look back, and anyone who's been abused in the past can go and file a claim in civil court. But the problem we're finding out, and I said what happened, was that perpetrators who were are either dead or they're worthless. You know, if you're the next door neighbor abused you and he's worthless, he has nothing. No lawyer will take the case. So, you know, some victims are going to lawyers, 6-7 of them. They're all saying, no, you know, we can't do anything. You know, your perpetrator, you know, is financially, you know, he's destitute or she's destitute, and they're not taking the cases. The only cases they're taking are ones of an institution, church-related, Boy Scout-related, and also where a family member has money. If you're, you know, your brother abused you and he's worth millions of dollars, then, you know, they'll go after him. But if your brother abused you and he's worth nothing, then they're not going to take the case, or they're going to. There are some lawyers who are taking cases, but they're asking for retainers of $25,000, and most victims don't have that. So I would like to see, and Connie Altamirano, who has worked hard with me, and Night Pam would like to see a fund for victims where they would be able to go to this fund and get, you know, much like there's a for current victims of crime, the state provides. If you're a victim of crime today in New York State, you can go and apply for, you know, help in your medicine, in your therapy, if you're missing work. So, you know, past victims deserve just as much as current victims, and the state has a obligation because this state didn't pass the Child Victims Act for so long, and so many more victims were placed in danger, so many more kids, and it could have been prevented 20, 30 years ago if the state had done the right thing and passed tougher laws. So, you know, we need a fund, and that's what I'll be working on in the next session.
So the Assemblyman Benedetto, that is, I mean, his inaction is affecting people throughout the state. So would you urge everybody who hears this in New York State to contact him and tell him that the passage of Aaron's law is important?
Oh, certainly. Call. Go to the assembly, you know, the assembly webpage and look up Michael Benedetto. Look up all the education. There's an assembly standing education committee, which he is, you know, chairman of. But there's like about 20 other assembly people who serve in that committee. Call all these assembly people up and demand that they, you know, vote for to send Aaron's law out of this committee onto the floor for a vote. And that's all we're asking for, much like the Child Victims Act. You know, these assembly people are sent to Albany, in my mind, you know, by the people to do the people's business. And holding up bills in committee because you have a personal opinion that you don't want a mandate, you know, put on a curriculum is totally irresponsible of an assembly person because, like you said, thousands and thousands of kids are not getting the proper training that is needed that kids in other states are getting. 36 other states, they're getting this the educational course that lasts 1 hour a school year, and it's helping.
Wow.
There was just a special on CBS News with Erin Marin, and she had attended a news conference here and CBS that I put on my Protect New York Kids, and they came here, CBS News, and they did a talk to children, and they also talked to mothers whose children came forward after taking this course, and even the children who were like 12, 13 said yes, this helped us greatly, and we urge other states to allow their children to be taught what Aaron's Law teaches. It's a prevention. I mean, the prevention and awareness will bring down the rates of child sexual abuse, which is at epidemic proportions in this state and across this country. So we have to do everything we can. So, yes, Michael Benedetto is not doing his job, and the other members of that committee need to push him to allow that bill on the agenda of the Education Committee and onto the floor of the Assembly.
Now, if people are concerned and want to find out who these people, who the Assembly people are, how can they do that?
They can go to the New York State Assembly website, and then it lists all the committees, and then you just go to the Education Committee, and it'll give all the names and all the emails and all the telephone numbers of all of them. It's about 20... Republicans and Democrats, and then contact them all, and urge them to support Aaron's Law and to support legislation that protects our kids. For so many years we had a scratch and claw to get the Child Victims Act. It was a no-brainer, so we had to flip the Senate to do that, and we did it, and it passed, and victims are going to get their justice, well-deserved justice, and it's a good first step, but there's other steps we have to take, as I just mentioned. Aaron's Law, Brittany's Law Fund, and tougher SOL laws. But it's a process, and other states it's taken, two, three sessions. Some states, Utah, I think 8 years, they changed the Child Victims Act 3 times. So it's a good start here in New York, but we can do better. We can do better, and the Assembly has to do better.
So, Gary, I don't know if we'll be speaking before session ends, but certainly next session, and you could share your thoughts on your endeavors and the passage of everything that you want to see done. So in the final moments, Gary, do you have any final words?
Just call up Michael. His name is, he's the chair. He's Assemblyman Michael Benedetto. And email him. I think it's, like I said, go on the New York State Assembly. Very easy to find their webpage. And go on there and look up under committees and assembly people and contact your local assembly person and urge them to support Aaron's Law. This is how we did the Child Victims Act, and in the end it was very successful. So, the same thing here, the legislators have to hear from the public, and, sometimes you have to go in and, like we did, flip the seat to a pro pro protect kids legislator, and so we're hopeful that we won't have to go that route, that the Assembly will pass at this session Aaron's Law.
Great. So we'll talk again, maybe during the summer, maybe, and definitely next session. So you have been listening to Gary Greenberg. What's the name of your pack?
Fighting for Children PAC, and Protect New York Kids. You can go, protectnewyorkkids.org, and that's my website.
Great. So you've been listening to Gary Greenberg. So if you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany. Gary, great talking with you. You do great work. And thank you, everybody,
thank
for listening.
You.
Have a great day. Bye.
Have a good day, everybody. Bye.